Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. On one of my first trips to Vermont a dozen years ago, friends took me to a place in the Mad River Valley called American Flatbread. I was living in Miami at the time, and I was amazed by what I experienced in Waitsfield. American Flatbread has actually been around for 30 years, and here to fill us in about their story is Sally Pollack. She writes for the Savivore section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, it's nice to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick. Nice to be here.
3 decades of flatbread. How did it all get started?
Well, it depends where you want to begin the story. We can go back to New Haven, Connecticut, where George Shank, the owner of Flatbread, grew up outside of New Haven and remembers eating at Pepe's Pizza one night when UConn beat Yale in football. And this was like a seminal moment in college football, New Haven Pizza. And his grandparents, he used to spend time in the Northeast Kingdom in East Charleston at his grandparents' house summers. And, they'd had farm cooking, and he remembers just eating, making roast chicken in a wood fire and garden vegetables. So he ended up living in the Mad River Valley and working in restaurants, starting as a dishwasher, working in ski area restaurants, and kind of put all these loves together. Made a fieldstone oven outside his house in Warren and invited friends over and baked a pizza in it. And he was afraid, he didn't think he could make a loaf of bread, so he called it a flatbread. And it was just the hit of a party, if you can call 4 people a party. And he said it was like a football game. He said it was like a wave that goes around the stadium when he served it. It's just 4 people, smile, 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 smile. Mm. That was the first flatbread, just olive oil, Parmesan, herbs from his garden. And he had found something that both tasted really good and really interested him in terms of cooking, making ovens, splitting wood.
How did it segue into a restaurant then?
Well, he was working at Tucker Hill Lodge at the time, and so he ended up making a pizza oven out back there and having pizza there once a week, and then it just grew into its own restaurant. He would travel around. He had a traveling oven that he made. He started making pizza ovens out of clay, straw, and alder saplings as sort of the armature, and he really perfected these ovens. And then he ended up at LaRoe Farm in 91 and 92.
In addition to cooking, George Shank loves to write. So tell us about what he calls his dedications.
Well, his dedications are very important to the whole sort of practice, I guess you would say, of flatbread. He's written 1,400 over the years. He sort of began what he called food poems. When he was cooking back at Tucker Hill Lodge, he had to tell the menu people what was on the appetizer menu. And instead of just listing ingredients, he found himself writing these sort of little sketches, and he called them food poems. And it just became sort of a central part of his relation to food. And he said it really made the pizza better, or as he said, maybe it made me better. Therefore, the pizza was sort of more complete. And it provided a kind of discipline, he thinks, and looking back over them, he's now looking through them to put together, to illustrate them and publish them, he hopes, in a book. And they're neat. Anyone who's been to Flatbread can just picture some of them. Some of them just say, good food helps, or garlic. And then others are more elaborate, and they touch on food and community and politics and philosophy.
You've got one to read?
I have a little piece of one that has to do with kids, and it's called Children Have a Natural Curiosity About the Goings-On in a Kitchen. It's important to nurture this curiosity so that they have as their own the skills and care of good cooking. Mm.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollack of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing American flatbread that got its start in the Mad River Valley. Sally, George Shank is now a consultant for the flatbread company. So what's keeping him busy?
He loves to be gardening. He works in a garden, and he is very interested in soil nutrition and what he can sort of enhancing food through the soil. But he also likes the physical activity of gardening and the sort of health and well-being and peace that he feels when he's doing it. And of course, at Flatbread, there's a big garden. There's staff gardens. There's gardens that farmer tends that the ingredients are used on the pizzas and in the salads. But for George, it's just become sort of a semi-retirement.
Is he still doing any cooking?
He does cooking in a variety of sort of forms and aspects, but one that he really cares about are these. He has a little cabin without running water or electricity in Warren, and he cooks as a fund for nonprofits. People sort of bid for his cooking services, and they walk in. He carries in the water. He cooks at this cabin. It's a very ritualistic kind of event. I've never been to one, but he described it, cooks outside or on a wood stove inside, a wood cook stove, and it begins with people pouring water over their hands and sort of gathering, meeting each other, and then he raises quite a bit of money for local nonprofits.
And last week, Flatbread held an event to celebrate its 30 years. So what happened at the farm that day?
So this man who cares a lot about words said, I'm using the wrong one I was never supposed to use to describe it. He said, I thought it would just be nice. And he made a vest. He said, too many syllables. It's called the Community Appreciation Celebration. And it was just to honor and the local volunteers, people who have been working in the Mad River Valley in a variety of ways, the arts, emergency personnel, people who helped Flatbread and when the restaurant was flooded in 98 and again in 2011, and really just to throw a party and say thank you to the community. And it was a neat, neat thing. Hundreds of people were there. I can't even estimate. I would say over 500. Someone told me that someone who works there said they were made 400 to 500 pizzas. And he said that George is converting people to anarchy as we speak. George was walking around. But I'll say if he was doing that, he didn't do a very good job. Because at this event, local state politicians spoke. So his anarchy hasn't gotten that far. He seems to be beloved, even among elected officials who did, you know, whereas, proclamations for George that sort of spoke to, when you got to the gist of it, his being a pillar of the food community, the economic community, the spirit of the valley. And then George spoke and he said that he wanted to say something that was very hard to say because it's such a meaningful thing to say, and that was, I love you. That's what he said to people there. So.
Sally Pollock writes for the Savervoir section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.